And so we're going to be opening the Word together. If you can please turn your Bible, please, to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. In the New Testament, if you Timothy, go back a little bit. T's are together. It's after Colossians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We're talking about how the victory of Christ is victory over our lives, and how the Lord has applied this victory to us in Christ by the Holy Spirit in our union with Christ. And so his victory gives us victory. But the reality of life is it doesn't always feel that way. So we can be in a state of victory, and it doesn't always feel like victory. And that's a weird paradox that happens in life. And so what should we do? Where the Bible tells us how we're supposed to believe and what we should understand, we need to adjust our thinking away from our feelings sometimes even, and align them with the Word of God, so that we line ourselves and set ourselves on the foundation of what he has said. Because if he spoke the world into existence, then what he said is it.
Yeah.
And so then we follow what he has said. And when we are in those times where our feelings don't match up, we can bring those to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm not feeling it. Help me. Help me walk with you. I want to see you. I want to set my eyes on you. I want to know you. And he does help us in our time of need. Like Mike reminded us this morning, he remembers us. How wonderful is that? That we are his and he remembers us. I was on Instagram recently. I don't know if you are on Instagram or social media or whatever, but on the internet in general, if you've ever been. And I heard a lot of advice from Instagram. First advice I heard was that as a man, I'm supposed to be a millionaire by the age of 30. And there's ways to do that. If you buy somebody's program for $499, one-time payment, they will tell you all the things. If you missed out and you're over 30 already, there's a catch-up, but it's $600. So you got to buy that one, and then you'll get there. I figured out that I'm supposed to look like one of the guys from the Marvel movies. You can choose which one of those heroes you want. But if you look that way, that's the secret to having a happy life. So if you need to look that way. I also figured out that the perfect amount of children to have is one, or two, or three, or four, or five, or seven, not six, depending where you are in the world. Also, you should probably homestead, but also you need to get ahead in your career in the city. Also, if you don't own a mortgage, like have your mortgage into some kind of special HELOC thing so you can buy extra properties and then have like four or five of those rentals by the time you're 35, you failed. So you got to do that too. Also, school is worthless, but you should get more educated. You need to do that. Also, the sun is really bad for you, but it's actually not bad for you. What is bad for you is the sun lotion is bad for you. So don't use that anymore. But now you should be in the sun, but don't wear sunglasses because that will mess up you in the sun, evidently now. And so don't do that. But if you have a convertible, it doesn't matter because you're cool. If you have a motorcycle, you're even cooler. So it's fine. So bottom line, every dad wants a motorcycle for forefather. No? That's not it? Okay. Well, I heard all that advice. All of those things got thrown at me just this morning. On a real quick look around, all of them were advice on how you can get ahead and how you can have purpose, on how you can have a happy life, on how you can walk in victory in life without Christ's victory. And the big scheme is that people try to follow these things all the time. And the reality is they never really fall into victory. I saw an interview the other day of somebody who had made money by the time they were 30, was a millionaire, making tons of money, sold their business, started a new business, sold that business, started a new business, because they were starting businesses. That's where they felt like they were doing the best. And in the end, they looked around, now in their 60s, and they were unhappy with their life and all the millions they've made and all the businesses they've done because it just never lasted. And now they're asking, what should I have done differently so that when I thought I'd be happy at 30 and 40 and 50, I wouldn't be miserable when I'm 60? And the funny thing is, in life, we hear all this advice that comes to us about what success looks like. But even the people who have success without Christ can never really find the fulfillment they're looking for. And what we find is that our victory in Christ has not only given us victory over sin and death and judgment, it's not only given us victory over fear and anxiety and things like that, but but he has also given us victory over apathy and purposelessness. He has given us victory to walk in his victory, and that looks like contentment. And so we're going to talk today about what does it mean to walk in the victory of Christ and to know his purpose for our life so that we're not walking in apathy and we're not following all the advice that goes to fleeting things, but instead we're moving forward with Christ to all that he has called us to. Because his victory is sure and his purpose is also sure. Will you look at 1 Thessalonians, please, chapter 4? We're going to start reading at verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Here's what it says. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to live and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you would know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things. As we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you, for God has called us for not for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. So what are we supposed to do from his word? What is his will for us? His will for us is sanctification. What is sanctification? So it's a big, special theological word. It means the progressive unfolding of your life in Christ to look more and more like him. It's your salvation applied to you over time to look more like Jesus. David reminded us this morning that when we were made humanity and put in the garden, God called us his image bearers, that we were made to bear his image, to represent him in the earth. And so in Christ, we are redeemed in the Lord, we're saved from our sin, and we're made to reflect him again, not just as people, as humans, because all humans are image bearers, but as those who are redeemed of the Lord who look like Christ. And that's not an outward thing, it's a spiritual reality. What does that mean? That means that as we walk through life in such a way that everything we do brings honor and glory to Jesus and reflects what he would do. What are his interests in this case? So we parent like Jesus. We love our spouse like Jesus. We work like Jesus. We are friends like Jesus would be friends. All of it, everything. You fill in the blank. So when I was a kid, how I learned this with my father was every time we went to a parking lot, as young kids, we would get out of the car and he would look around and he would say, does this parking lot look like the kingdom of God? So think about a parking lot you've been to. Does it look like the kingdom of God? Not our parking lot. Disregard that one. Does the parking lot look like the kingdom of God? And we would say inevitably, no, it doesn't. Why not? We're working on our parking lot, by the way. It's going to look like the kingdom. What would make it look like the kingdom? Well, I see trash everywhere. There's shopping carts that are parked in the middle. You know how sometimes people just like throw them in the middle or just in a space and just leave it? There's parking, there's carts.